Hey, real talk on standing. What it actually does is give freelancers an AI that writes their retainer pitches, prices their monthly scope, generates client reports, and nudges renewals, so the whole awkward want-to-keep-working-together conversation becomes a system instead of a prayer. The real buyer here isn't freelancers. It's the 34-year-old web developer who just wrapped a $12,000 site build for a local law firm, got a glowing review, and then watched that client go completely dark while she started cold outreach all over again. She knows she should pitch a maintenance retainer, but she has no idea how to frame it without sounding desperate, and she definitely doesn't have time to write a proposal at the end of a full billing day. That person is real, and she is everywhere. The math is speculative, but not crazy. The page says 1,400 freelancers are earning predictably on the platform. If standing converts a fraction of those to a paid tier, say 600 paying users at $49 a month, that's about $30K MRR, which is a real business. The catch is that start free, no credit card, means the funnel is long and the conversion story has to be airtight. Here's the thing that could actually make this work. The page nails the emotional framing. It doesn't say manage retainers. It says the feast or famine cycle is a structural problem, not a personal failing. That's the kind of copy that makes someone feel seen rather than sold to. If the product delivers even half of what the landing page promises on the proposal writing side, it removes the activation energy that keeps most freelancers from ever making the ask in the first place. Now for the ugly part. Proposify, Honeybook, Bonsai, and about a dozen other tools already do proposal generation and client management. The retainer-specific angle is a genuine differentiation, but AI writing assistance is table stakes now. And the core problem standing is trying to solve, getting clients to commit to ongoing monthly work, is ultimately a sales behavior problem, not a software problem. The best AI proposal in the world doesn't fix a client who just wants to pay per project. That's the ceiling, and it's real. I'd ask three real prospects before another hour of building. Find three freelancers who just finished a project, show them the proposal output, and watch whether they actually send it. That's the only validation that matters here.